many years can you see it? Because when you look at Postcom, the big ones have a certain approach which will be generalized. It is a personal approach, which is, you know, what, it's a very easy way out to say that this is not negative themselves, but they do have a certain view, a certain doctora.
Again, the tyrant, the Rebbe Lishman makes each person with his kaychus hanefesh.
Exactly.
Okay. Right. We are up to, I'm going to start again, from three lines from the bottom, 51b. Nun aleph amid beis, three lines from the bottom. Boi Rebbe, nemola shech, now, again, let me lay down some rules here. Number one, only eight shratzim are metame. No other shratzim are metame. Number two, all shratzim are usher to eat. The issue of eating a sheretz is, now, I say all shratzim means not only the eight. All shratzim are usher to eat. Everything, including ants. Ants are not one of the eight shratzim, but you cannot eat an ant. Now, eating an ant, eating shratzim is, like every other issue of eating, is kzayas. One is not allowed to eat a kzayas of issur. He can't eat exayas of chazer, he can't eat exayas of chametz of Pesach, he can't eat exayas of nevela, he can't eat exayas. That's called eating. By mitzvahs, it's the same thing. When there's a mitzvah to eat, you must eat exayas. Exayas of matzah, exayas, whatever it may be, there's a mitzvah to eat exayas. Now, there's another halacha called perio, and that is, the Gemara says in Marcus, that if it's a complete creature, then it is usher even less than a shear. That is the Gemara says in Marcus. What we want to know now, and this affects both Isser, and it also would affect Tumah. But we're going to talk the Isser aspect first. An ant is a complete creature. If the ant were missing its legs, it's not complete, but it can live. Is the removal of a non-livable part of a beria considered making it not beria?
Is this a unique to shratzim? Because you're saying
everything. I don't know why else they're being a geya.
It's not a sheretz. It's an ant. It's not in the category of sheretz.
No, it is. It's a sheretz, but it's not one of the eight shratzim that are metame. There's 100,000 shratzim, as far as I know. I have no idea. The scientists will tell you how many shratzim exist in the world. They don't know either. But that's besides the point, right? There's a lot of shratzim in this world. They're all usher to eat. There's eight of them that when they die, their body is metame. And their body is metame either as a beria, if it's a whole thing, or as a sheer kadasha, the sheer of a lentil. But that's a tumma thing that person that's only negeya eight shratzim would not be negeya an ant. Ants are not metame. However, ants are also to eat. And the Gemara says in Marcus, if one eats a complete ant, he's chayav even if it's less than exayas, because it's a complete being. Question is, if that being misses a part that does not affect its ability to live, is it still a complete being?
Are we applying that to shratzim of being metame?
At this point, we haven't applied it to anything yet. Boy, Rabba, nemala shechatzma mahu, an ant that's missing a I would call it non-essential, a part that does not take away its ability to live. Mahu. Shiura gaminan mirilava chasar. Is beria considered a shear? There's two kinds of shiura. There's a shear xayas, and there's a shear beria. And therefore, just like xayas that's missing a mashahu, it's a little bit less than xayas, it's not chayav. A little bit less than a beria, it's not chayav. Or beria gaminan. Or does beria mean livable? As long as it can live, it's considered a whole creature. It's to interpret the word beria. If beria looks like a shear, a complete beria is like a complete gzayas. Take away a little bit from a gzayas, and you don't have a gzayas. Take away a little bit from a beria, you don't have a beria. Or do we say, no, beria is not a shear. Beria is a reality, a living thing, a complete living thing, as long as it can live. That's the Gemara Shiloh. And that's there. Dr. Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, B'Diskirta Tashma. So Yehuda from Diskirta wanted to bring a raya. Okay, now he goes to the eight shratzim. And the Torah says, two psukim. One pasuk says, Kohanigeya Bohem Bemaisam Yitmar Arev. You touch any of them. The other pasuk says Mayhem. Kol Ashiyipro Mayhem. Bohem sounds like a whole thing. Mayhem sounds like part of a thing. From them. Bohem means them, which interprets as a complete sheretz. Mayhem says even part of a sheretz. Zogti Gemar, Bohem, Yachu Bekulon. I would think to become Tamei, I would have to touch a whole sheretz. Talmud Lemer Mayhem, even part. E Mayhem, Yachu Mitzasam, any part. Talmud Lemer Bohem. So how do you reconcile these two psukim? This has to do with Tumah. Okay, Tzad. Ashi Yigam Mitzasam, Suhuka Kulon. You have to touch the amount of sheretz that would be a complete sheretz in other cases. Meaning, the minimum shear that one of these eight sheretzim could live is the shear of Tumah. Now, the smallest sheretz born of these eight sheretzim is the size of a lentil. So since the Torah said mayhem and bohem, which interprets that means it has to be the shear that it could be a whole sheretz. Now, what is the smallest shear that could be one of these eight sheretzim? An ant is going to be smaller. But what, that could be one of these eight sheretzim. So, okay, Tzad. Achayiga b'mitzasim shukukulam. You touch part which is possible to be one of the eight sheretzim in its entirety. V'shiru chachamim b'kadasha. Shekein hachaymet. I don't know what hachaymet is. Does he say what it is?
Whatever the
chaymet is, tchilas b'riyasa b'kadasha. When it's created, when it's born or hatched or whatever way it is, it's the kadasha, the size of a lentil. Now, what happens if that chaymet were missing its legs? It could still live, and it's less than a kadasha. So obviously, if we're going by the size of birth of a whole chaymet, that means we're saying that if we were missing part of it, it would not be considered a shear. Because if you're considering a beria, even with as long as it could live, a chaymet can live less than the size of a kadasha. It can be missing non-essential parts. Granted, a chaymet is the size of a kadasha. But a chaymet is only the size of a kadasha in entirety. Take away parts, it will be less than a kadasha. And we're learning out that the shear of Tumas Kadasha, because that is the smallest sheretz that can be that comes out at its creation or at its birth, whatever you want to call it. But that's with its complete body, including parts that it could live without. Is a raya, the beria means the whole thing. Because if you consider a beria, even if it's missing non-essential parts, so then you would be metamo with less than kadasha, because that claimant can be smaller than a kadasha, because that kadasha that it's born with is also the non-essential parts. Shmami no shiura gemirla. That beria is a shear, a complete beria. And I don't care whether it can live or not, I care about what it is. And at its inception, a claimant, which is the smallest beria, can live at the adasha. Therefore, adasha became the amount. And if that claimant was missing a piece, it's not a gemberia, because it's not a complete thing. Gemberia is a complete, like adasha is a complete. It's a size. It's a size of a complete creature, not part, only the livable parts of the creature. That's what we're proving. And for the Gemara, no raya. Amar Rav Shmaya, Kiba Inen Shura, the B'dalai Havak Adash Le'metama, the Le'nafla B'Neshama, Ava Nafla B'Neshama Lo'i. And this is Gemara saying, you saw the way the Rush learns, if I understood it correctly, is a chaymet can't live if it's not the size of a kadasha when it comes into the world. If it's missing its legs, it won't live. A chaymet has to be a big enough kadasha to survive. Now, once it's around in the world, one can remove its legs and it'll continue living. But it will never become a chaymet alive until it's a complete chaymet the size of a kadasha. So Chazal are not telling me that you need the size of a kadasha because that's a shear of a complete thing. They're saying no sheretz can live if it never was the size of a kadasha at its time of its inception, whatever you want to call it. And therefore, that's the shear tumah. And therefore, if it's now afterwards missing its legs, it would be metameh. Because once it's born, as long as it was a time of it's that size at birth, it can live. If it's not that size at birth, it won't live. So the smallest chaymet that can survive is the size of a kadasha. So enochinami, maybe beria does not mean a size. Maybe beria means a complete creature. But that there's no complete creature of those eight that can survive an original inception without being the size of a kadasha. If it's missing its legs, it won't survive. Yes, doctor. Can I learn the rush first? Let me learn the rush. Dr. Rush, Ahmed Beis. I don't know where you have it. I have it on the Ahmed Beis, on the Nalav Ahmed Beis, back. Boy Rabba. I have it three lines at the bottom. I have no idea where you fellows have it. You have it, right? You have it where I have it, three lines at the bottom. I don't know. No, you don't have it. Boy Rabba, first white line.
Mullah?
Right, Boy Rabba, the Mullah Shechatra. Mahu. Dabina Bepekin Alaikin. Haichel Namala Kosul Chayev Abisha Aimba Kazayas. Kadasha doesn't apply to Namala. A Namala is a regular sheriff, not one of the eight. Therefore, this year is a Kazayas. Bechain the Inyan Tumma Nami. This is the same Shaila by the eight, the Inyan Tumma. Not a Shaila of Tumma by Namala. Namala is not Matame.
Each Russian must. When is Kadasha versus
Kazayas? Kadasha is by the eight Russian. Adasha is smaller than Exias. Right. But we're not talking about one of the eight. We're talking about not one of the eight. Became the Indian Tumanami. And this would be applicable to Tumah Bakadasha. A Beria is Matambe. A whole sheretz that's dead is Matambe. Right. How about if it's missing a piece? That would have made it not, wouldn't have made it not livable. It's missing its legs. Is that whole or not?
Viable.
Viable. It can still live. A complete one is in place of a kadasha. He could have used kadayas the same way. If it was missing from the shear prescribed for it, which by the eight is an adasha, and by other shratim is a kadayas, it would not be enough of a shear. Beria nami, meaning it should taste labor. Is a beria like exias? A little less than exias is not usher. A little less of a kadash of the eight trutzim is not usher. If it's not a complete teretz, right? But how about if it's complete? But it's missing pieces that don't make it non-viable. I do my beria gemiri, because she was your chayil l'chayis. For my sake, and live. Dr. Rush Tashima, behem, yachol bekulam, b'shrutzim ksiv, says by shrutzim, the Kol Asher Yigav, it's what Kohen Geya Israeli one says. Behem, the Mashmash Yigav is Sheret Shalei. He has to touch a complete Sheret. Talmud Laimer Kol Asher Yibo Mehem, the Mashmash Yigav is Mitzasam, even part of a Sheret. Okay, Tzad Yisgaimu Beiz Mikras Avalu. How can you reconcile these two psukim? Shura Bekadasha, the Hainu Mitzasai, the Karina Bei Bohem, why is that called Behem? It's not a whole one. A complete chaymet is a kadasha. That's the smallest viable sheretz is a kadasha. Shmami nosh yura gemiri. Why? The amr de namala shenikasu raglea kriya beria. If you're going to tell me without its legs, it's still viable, so it's called the beria. Now, I have over here what people don't have, because this comes from the Shita Mukabetzas. That a chaymet without legs would also be a beria. So it's less than kadasha. So why are you basing the shear on a chaymet that's more incomplete? Why don't you base the shear on a chaymet that's viable? But the whole chaymet is on a dasha. Take away its legs. It's less than a kadasha. The donkey in the Gemara answers, "Ki ba'is yura b'kadash eich b'nafla b'neshama. K'may chayim b'tchia, v'aday ein lanu l'achshiv v'beria b'pongas m'kadasha." When it becomes alive, it's not less than a kadasha. Why? Hayu v'leitipu b'neshama b'pongas mikan. It won't live if it's not the size of a kadasha. Avaheich d'nafla b'neshama. But if it's already alive, k'n malachaya, even if it's missing its legs. The Shir Adasha comes because no Sheretz can be viable without being in Adasha at the time of its inception. A Chaimah that's left in Kadasha won't survive. I don't care which part's missing. It has to be the size of Kadasha to survive. Therefore, that's the Shir of Tumah. But that doesn't tell me that if you have a barrier that's whatever size it is and it's missing its legs, that it's not a barrier anymore. That's because the Shir came from viability. No Sheretz can live if it's not the size of a Kadasha at the time of its birth, or whatever you want to call it, inception or whatever word in English there is for this. What?
It depends on whether you're dealing with mammalian sheriffs or a lizard sheriff. A lizard sheriff would be an egg laid, and mammalian sheriffs would be birth.
Thank you. Thank you. The eight trusts, I don't know the translation of all of them. I think a turtle is one. I think a toad is one. A frog is one, or a toad. I don't know the difference between a frog and a toad, but whatever it is, one of them is. I think either a mouse or a rat is one. I don't know what Akbar means, either a mouse or rat. The Gemara says they chew up clothing. I think only rats chew up clothing. I don't think mice go for clothing. That makes me believe that it is a rat. The Gemara says, Hani Akbar Rishiyaninu, they're Rishoyim, because they chew away clothing even though they don't enjoy it. So Akbar is a rat. That's three of them. I don't know what the others are. I'm sure Rabbi Schutz knows the name of all eight. I don't.
It depends on whether you're translating from Hebrew or Greek.
Well, the Torah says it in Hebrew, so, you know what I mean? So I'm going to translate it from Hebrew.
The meaning of the Hebrew, remember, in the Keturah, the Ramban says kinnaman is not cinnamon. So there's a machlokes as to, this is going to be one of those Mashiach comes things.
Okay, I mean, again.
Chomet is one of the
Fatsi. Yes.
That's not a snake or a lizard, right?
I don't know, again. I told you I don't know what Chaimah is. I'm not supposed to answer you. For all I know, Chaimah is a tiger. I don't know. It's not.
Three or four. I just looked it up. Three or four of them are lizards, and the rest are mammals, including a mouse.
He brings one shot to the first.
I know why it's a mouse. I think it's a rat. I told you. I think it's a rat.
Not mice, two, three,
five. Yeah?
They call it just a rat, and the Akbar is a mouse, but... It might both be that these are the eight that he says bring for the chomet, either a snail or a lizard, a type of snail.
Fine,
or lizard.
Okay. Whatever it is, it is.
One of the problems is that snail eggs are about a millimeter. Lenses were not ground until the 16th century. Snail eggs are essentially invisible.
Again. I'm going to leave the Gemara this thing, and I'm not going to get involved. I don't know.
A fragment of a snail, which is essentially not visible.
Again, Doctor, we're going to leave it to the Gemara, because as far as I'm concerned, these eight trusts, when we come to Gaya, when we start keeping some Tara, then we'll all know what they are. That's the Gemara.
That means Mashiach will be here, because right now we have a clue.
Exactly, that's what I just said. That's when we'll start keeping some Tara. That's the Gemara. Hashendra Balgagailas. The Mishnah mentions that a Shedrin and Gogailus, a Nazir is Megalei Achan. Nazir takes a haircut on a Shedrin and Gogailus. He buy a little. Shedra Vigogailus, none? Is it a combination? Idilma, I Shedra, I Gogailus. Did the Mishnah mean a Shedra and a Gogailus? A backbone and a skull? Or did the Mishnah mean a backbone or a skull? To Amar Rava, Tashma. Let's do the Rosh first. Ibai Elohu. Shedra v'gailus nan, dafka tavayu, idoma, either or. Right, I shedra v'gailus. V'amasnitsin d'olus nan, v'elu metamim b'ayu, ha-shedra v'gailus, shayach nami l'viboy ha-chvayi. The truth is, this can be asked on the Mishnah Nolus. The Mishnah Nolus lists things that are metamim b'ayu. It says shedra v'gailus, does it mean either or both? Right. V'chei mukhik b'shmaitzin, the maisi, it brings, what does Samach say? Le mifsha tagboi mimasnitsin dolus. So the Rosh is saying, we're asking it Masechtas Nazir. This could have been asked on the Mishnah Masechtas Olus, because we will see that the Gemara brings in the Mishnah Olus for this Shiloh. So even though we're talking Masechtas Nazir, our interest now is whether Nazir takes a haircut and becomes Tameh and has to bring the Kavanas. That's what we're dealing with Masechtas Nazir. But the question is a always question. Is these things matama b'ayil? That's the real basic question. It'll have a ramification, an impact on Hilchos Nazir. But our question really is an Allah's question. That's what the Rashi is speaking of.
This is part. This is the, these are things that it's part of a dead body.
Yes.
That's
not
kind of
different to
Uwa's thing, right? I mean,
there's nothing with dust. We're finished with corpse dust. Dr. Harris didn't want to hear about corpse dust anymore. Somebody doesn't want to hear about it anymore.
Thank you,
Rabbi. Time to give my advice. Tashma. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Shisha Dvarim, Rabbi Kiva Matame, Rabbi Chacham and Mekarim. There are six things that Rabbi Kiva said at Tame and Rabbi Chacham said at Tarim. The Chazah by Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva changed his... I skipped. I'm a rabbi. I'm sorry, I skipped 5 lines. I'm a rabbi. Tashma. Shedra Shigiru Raib Ilum Shaba. A shedra, the most of its ribs are broken off. Tahira. It's tahar. The shedra has to have most of its ribs. If it only has a minority of its ribs, it's tahar. Ubekever, however, if this was in a grave... Even if the ribs are not attached, they're all broken off, but the fact that they're in one grave combines them, and they're metame
b'ayo. The parts that are not tame, Kohen be?
Again, we're talking about does a person become tame. We're not talking about now whether a Kohen should be metame, not metame. No, he's not allowed to be metame to it. But that's not the issue here now. Okay. Shmamina, Oishedra, Taima, Begirin. The only reason it's not Matame is because half the, more than half of the ribs are missing. Hawai Girin, Tameya. Shmashma, that a Shedra with most of its ribs is Tame by itself. Shmamina, Oishedra, Igogailus Katani. The Mishnah discusses a Shedra missing most of its ribs. Mashma, Shedra with most of its ribs is Matame. No mention of a skull. Mashma Shedra by itself is Tomei. Zog de Gemara no Raya. Halloik Tani ha Kamaha. Kamash Malanta, Higiri Tari, Dukhtibailach. It doesn't say if it has most of its ribs, it's Tomei. It doesn't discuss most of its ribs, whether you also need a skull or not. We don't know. So the Mishnah just told you when it's missing most of the ribs, it's Tahar. Regardless, with a skull, without a skull, it's Tahar. Now, maybe you need both of them. Maybe you don't need both of them. The Mishnah didn't get involved in that. Let's say you had a skull and a backbone missing most of its ribs. So it wouldn't be Matame if you need both of them. All the Mishnah is describing is that Shedra needs most of its ribs. When it's Tame, when it's Tahar, we're not getting involved whether it also needs a skull or not. You can't prove anything from here. The Mishnah is defining what is backbone. Backbone means with most of its ribs. Without most of its ribs, it's not backbone. Now, what happens if you have a backbone? We're not getting involved whether that by itself is tummy or not. No discussion. So therefore, you can't prove anything. Dr. Raj, Tashima Shedra Shigira Pirish Chotach, cut off, Kamai Gudu Yilanu, chop down a tree. Gudu means chopped off. Raib Ilan Shabbat Kaloas, the ribs, Taguma Ilan, Perik Ilan Travis Mefarish, Nishtabru Baraib Beit Stadim. It has to be, the word Nishtabru is on both sides of the Shedra. And Nisparku Baraib Tarechon. Nisparku means if it detached without being broken off, it's Matame even if most of one, I'm sorry, it loses its Tumah even if most of one side is not there. Tahira Shabito Shem Shedra Mimenu. It's no longer a Shedra. Ubekever, I feel a Nisbara Nifrika Tumah, it's a Kever Mitzarfon. The Kever combines them. Okay, Gimiri, that's our local Abashim Sinai. Halloy Gidad. If it wouldn't be cut off, Tumeya Hashedra Levada. And the Gemara's answer is no. Big Tani Hala Gidit Tumeya. Do Miki Gidit Tayra. He looks quite. Maybe it's just telling me that if it's cut off, it's Tumey, it's Tar, and the other one we don't know. Mig Tani Hala Gidit Tumeya Beloy Gugailis. Who says it's not a skull? Do Mim Gugailis Mairi. Lava BK, Dim Gidit Tayra. Edok Claimim Legidit, Tibay Loki Matama Shedra Levada. That's a Shadra. Zog the Gemara Tashema. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Shisha Dvarim, Rabbi Kiva Matame, Vachachamim Matarim. Rabbi Yehuda says there are six things that Rabbi Kiva was Matame and the Chachamim was Matarim. The Chazah by Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva changed his mind on the six things. Gemara is going to say that on one of them he might not have changed his mind. We discuss later on. The Gemara is going to go through the six things coming up. They brought a box full of bones to the Beis HaKnesses of Tarsium. I believe Tarsium are, and I don't believe, the Rush believes, they are coppersmiths. They brought a box of bones. They used to have each trade had their own shul, and they brought it to the coppersmith shul, Beis HaKnesses Tarsium Nechaychus. That's what the sign said. And it brought it in. And being Nihuba Avir, they didn't bring it into the building because they didn't want people to become Tamei Bayil. So they left it out in the open airspace. Nichnas Tudus Araifi, famous Dr. Tudus, right? He came in. The Chol Araifim Ima, he brought his whole team. The Amru Ein Kan Shedrim Imeisechad. They checked the bones and they said, these bones do not comprise a Shedra. Now the Rishonim speak out, even if they do, the ribs are broken. Obviously, these were bone pieces. These were not a whole Shedra, because if not, you don't need Dr. Tudus. The answer is, somebody had gone over a grave with these bones in them, and they didn't know whether the guy is Tamei or not. So they exhumed the bones, and they brought it to the Beis Medrash to decide whether that person who had stepped over the grave, which included the bones in the grave, is Matzarev them. The grave has the ability to make it whole. Was he stepping over a Shedra? Was he not stepping over a Shedra? That's why they brought it to the Beis Medrash. So now they had the bones that if somebody had stepped on in a grave, that's what the Rush says and Taisa says, somebody had stepped on in a grave, and now the question was, had the person become Tamei or not become Tamei? Dr. Tudus walks in with his team, they check the bone fragments, they say this is not a Shedra, it's not a Shedra Mimeisecha, there's enough missing here, that it's not a Shedra, therefore it's not Matame. That's what they pass.
Why couldn't they bring it inside?
Because it might become Tamei by all the other people.
But it's not a Shedra, it's broken up now.
Interesting point, I don't know. Good question. Shma Mina, Mas Matame the Lek Shedra, to but it was no skull here. The question was, is this a whole Shedra or not? But if it's a whole Shedra, it's Tamei, even though there's no skull. Shmamina, I Shedra, I go Gailus Tanan. It's a Raya that you don't need both, because there's no discussion, Dr. Tudus, about a skull. He just talks about whether it's a complete Shedra or not. Dr. Gemara, let me buy a kamar. No, Dr. Tudus was saying, let me buy a shedra v'gailus v'meisechet v'aka. Until the shedra v'meisechet v'aka, gailus v'meisechet v'aka. He was just telling you the fact. He could have told you, hey, by the way, there's no skull here. For all we know, he could have said that. He just said there's not even a shedra. He was telling you medical fact. And therefore, he was telling you that. So there's no raya that you don't need a skull. So at the end of the day, we have no raya from this Gemara. Let's just do the Rush. Dr. Rush, Kashamari, Buddha, I'm a Shiva Shivaram. The Samach, the Kashav Lahu, the Gemara will count them soon. So, Tarsium, Sarfe, Nechaisus, Coppersmiths. Benichuba Aver, Mokim Shein Ale Oyo, So Yitman Nechasim Sham. That's where I got it from. Chola Raifim Ima, I say, Bekiim Lahakir, Hatsama, Shem, Shedrava Gagailus. The doctors can recognize bones. With a Hashvis Etzim Lehetzim, and to put them together, put the puzzle pieces together. The lay diamond may be base mace and a mace echad. Question was, is it from the same mace, or is it a combination of two maces? The amru, ain kan shedra mi mace echad, the loy will guide us mi mace echad. What not kamina does it make? The hanazir shehel alayim ba'idim bekever, ain mi galeach. And the nazir who went over them when it was in the grave, it's not Megaleach, because it wouldn't be Matame Bayo anyway. It's not a whole Shedra. The Eim is from Matumas Ayo. I feel like it's some Shedra Mesechad by Megaleach. Kivin Shein HaShedra Shlema. It wouldn't be Megaleach, because it's not complete. It means I'll get it right with the Tahira. So this is where the Rush says it, and I understand your question. So why couldn't they bring it in? Nobody's going to become Tamei Ayo now. They only became Tamei Ayo before. The only thing I can think of is that it was a roiva hakav of bones. And a roiva hakav of bones is matama bayo. But a nazir is not megaleach. So maybe there was a roiva hakav of bones here. So they couldn't bring it in because people would become tameh. But the nazir wouldn't have to be megaleach on a right back kav. He only has to be megaleach on a half a kav. So therefore, they wanted to know, is it a whole chedra or not a whole chedra? It doesn't work the tariffs anyway, because I don't think it works. But as we go on later, because Rabbi Kiva holds right by Thomas and Nazir is Megaleach, and Rabbi Kiva said Tar in this case, as we will see as we go along. But again, but that might be a possible answer. Yes, Doctor.
Is the Totus of Rome,
as
mentioned elsewhere, is this the same as that Totus?
If the name is Dr. Totus, Titus Israimi, I think the Gemara calls him, yes. This is Dr. Titus, the famous Dr. Titus. Yes.
So the Totus Israimi, I believe, was after Churban Bayis.
No, he wasn't. He was after Churban Bayis Sheni. This Lechayer would have been beforehand. It's a good question you're asking. Maybe they were two different Tituses. I don't know. Maybe. Dr. Totus. I don't know. The reason there is in Pesachim, it says clearly he let people eat roast meat on Pesach night. And he didn't worry about the fact that people would mix it up with Korban Pesach. Masmet after the Korban. That is Israeli. And here it says Dr. Tudis. Yeah, but again, here it has to be after the Korban too.
Why?
Because Rabbi Kiva is involved. No. Rabbi Kiva is involved.
Rabbi Kiva
was involved all the way up to Beitar. Again, Rabbi Kiva was not a Tala and not a person of any daya during the time of the Korban, before the Korban. He's not a player. If he's a player, we're after the Korban. Now, why is this Nazir going to do? How is this Nazir going to get out of it anyway? I don't know. I guess they just wanted to know if the Nazir tummy or not.
Well, the Nazir's stuck one way or the other.
Again, you're right. I don't know way out. You're 100% right. This is after the Korban. It's clearly after the Korban because Rabbi Kiva is a player here. And if Rabbi Kiva is a player, it's got to be after the Korban.
No, very good. You're right. I'm right.
So not to verify what's going to happen to the Nazir, it's mutter to exhuma.
That's what it's saying here. You're right. That's what it's saying here. I, what happened to Kavod HaMeis, all these chesvainas, I have no answer. I don't know. Again, that's a great question. Maybe, I don't know, they brought Karbanos right after the Korban. There are those that say that they continued bringing the Karbanos after the Korban for a while. Maybe this was still during that while. They didn't bring Korban Pesach because they were Mesubim B'Bnei Barak. I mean, obviously they weren't bringing Korban Pesach during Rabbi Kiva's tenure. Right? So, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know the answer to the question. These are good questions. I don't know. And your question of exhuming the body bothered me also. And I, you know what I do? I say, that's what the Gemara said happened. That's what the Gemara said happened. I'm not willing to, I'm not paskening yet.
It's a whole period, isn't it? The third paragraph of my cousin said the standard practice at this time is the body was put into the ground to rot, and then the bones were exhumed and taken to the family ossuary.
Again, this is not my I'll only read a rush. Who says that they brought it to the Beis Medrash to figure out whether the Nazir had become Tameh. Not Mashma, they exhumed it for a different reason. Maybe they did. I don't know.
Well, I'm not saying they exhumed it, but exhuming the bones was a common practice.
Yeah, but the Price can talk about the issue of exhuming a mace. Well, it was a common practice at a certain point, not before, not after. Again, I'm getting involved in something I know nothing about, so I'm going to leave it alone. Let's get my advice. Tashma miminyana. Coming here, we're going to talk about...
One point. I would just say that we're not talking about a mace, we're talking about bones. The reason why that's obvious is that the measures that we're talking about are not his eyes, we're talking about...
I'm agreeing. Again, you know, Doctor, I never try to offer a commentary on something I know nothing about. And I'm not going to speculate based on my very little knowledge of this subject. You're assuming that there's no issue of exhuming bones at any time. I don't know if that's true. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. I'm very, very quick to say I don't know. Because when I don't know, I don't know.
What do you do with my cousin?
Again, It's talking about a specific instance
there. No, I hear what you're saying.
I'm not going to build halacha based on one Gemara that I don't know the halacha about. I'm not going to do that. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky knew everything. So he could build on anything he wanted to, because he wasn't lacking in knowledge. Again, he could write all he wants because he knew everything. When you know everything, you can paskin on everything. When you know almost nothing, you can't paskin on almost. You can only paskin on almost nothing. That's where I am. We are, me and Reb Chaim Kanievsky are on two sides of the spectrum. And unfortunately for me, the spectrum does not meet.
It's called a horseshoe.
That's right. It doesn't meet. He's on one side of the spectrum, where he knew Kala Tairakula in his sleep, and I'm on the other side of the spectrum, and even when I'm wide awake, I'm very far away. So, I'm just not going to say anything based on one knowledge of Gemara, that's all. I don't know. That's what I'll say. I don't know. I could look at it and see what the Achrayim say, who did know, but I don't, so I'm not going to say anything.
Your point is very well.
I mean, doctor, if you don't mind me making the analogy, I wouldn't paskin medical questions based because I read an article in the Mishpacha magazine.
I wouldn't
paskin. Tashma. I have nothing against the Mishpacha. It's not like I'm advertising for Ami. Tashma. Minyana. From the number. Umahein, Shishidvarim, Shevikiba Mitami, Vachachama Mitarim. There's six things that the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva was Matame and the Chama Matara. Here they go. Number one, Al Avram and Hamesh Shabba Mishnei Mesim. You had an Aver, there was a half an Aver from one Mace, and Avram and Hamesh is only Matame when it's a complete Aver. Ba'ayu, it's only Matame if it's a complete limb. You have half a limb, Mace 1, half a limb, Mace 2, they form a whole limb. It's Matame Bayo. It's one Aver combined from two different corpses. Rabbi Kiva said, Tame, Kiva Matame, Bechamim Matare. That's number one. Number two, Al Aver Menachai, Shabbat Mishnei B'nei Adam. And Aver Menachai has to be a whole limb. Half the limb came from person A, half the limb came from person B, is a Matame Bayo. They're not attached to each other, by the way, the two halves. But that's complete aver. Number three, achati kav atzumah shabba mishnei mesim. You have a half a kav of bones is metame even for a nazir. A quarter of a kav of bones is metame bayo. A half a kav is metame for nazir. How about if it's a combination of two mesim? Two mesim. The half a kav comes from bones of two mesim. There's no complete aver. Right? There's no shadra, there's no gagailas, there's no right binyan, there's no right minyan. All you have is a katzi kav of fragments, bone fragments. The halacha is, it came from two mesim. Rabbi Kiva said tameh, the chacham said tar. Number four.
Versus,
yes.
Question. If I drink half a shear of, if someone drinks half a shear of trace,
it has nothing to do with anything else. These are all up to my
committee. I knew you were
going to
say that.
So you knew the answer.
I'm asking a straight question. If someone drinks half a shear of tummy milk and other and another half a shear of tummy meat.
No, he's not either.
Thank you very much.
Right. I mean, he's cut his shear, not something I tell you, but he won't get mouth. Now, Revi'ez Dam Haba Mishnayim. Same thing. Revi'ez blood is Metame. And it came from a combination of two people. You have a bone the size of barley, which is metame b'maga b'masa, not bayo. But it's split into two. The bone is not complete. Half a syrah and half a syrah. Same person. V'ashedra v'algogailas. And a shedra v'algogailas that come from two mesim. Right. So those are the cases. By the way, if you count them, there are seven. Well, not yet. We'll find out in a minute whether there's seven or six. Now, if you count them, you had Abram and Amaz, Abram and Achai, Chachi Kama Thomas, Revere's Dam, Ezim Kisaira, Shadrach Ogailas. That's seven. Now, if Shadrach Ogailas go together, then it's six. The Mishnah started and said the number is six. It depends if Shadrach Ogailas is one or Shadrach Ogailas is two. So that's a proof that Shadrach Ogailas is one. Because if it were two, then the number is wrong. Rush.
No, Rush, having two makes it seven.
If you count it two, it's seven. Right. Must be it's one. So it proves our Shaila. You need Shadrach and Gogailas. Shadrach by itself won't do anything. Gogailas by itself won't do anything. Dr. Rush. Tashimami Minyana. Amin Aleph. Umahein Shishadvarim. Chati Kava Thomas. Midloy Tanya Arayva Thomas Abom Beit Meisim. Kadisim Apuk Tidra Abkiva Rabbanim Sektis Alus. In a Mesechtes Olos, it talks about a quarter of a kav. Alma the Inyan Taglachas Nazir Ayri Hachi. It's talking about the cutting off the hair of a Nazir, which is only Chati Kav HaTzamas. Va'etim Kisayri Shenechu Kishnayim, Abishu Mimeit Echad. Va'shedru Ogegailus, Mesechtes Olos Kali Behedya Bebukter Bekibur Rabbonon, Ha'shedru Ogegailus Be'Beis Meisim. This Brisa does not bring Be'Beis Meisim and Shedru Ogegailus. So the Rush adds, take a look at the Mishnah and Olos, it says, Beis Meisim. What? Who? The Rush? Yeah, he did. Better than Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Right.
If you're talking about
Nazar,
why didn't
he
go to in Dham, Revi'ah's
Dham? Because Rav Kiva is made by, argues by Revi'ah's Dham. He holds Revi'ah's Dham as Matami ben Nazar. So therefore, he can only say, by he was. It's going to be the Gemara Dham with Beis. The Gemara's going to get to it. I think the Gemara's going to get to it. Yeah, it's Gemara's going to get to it. Kiktani, Dr. Gemara, no Raya. Kiktani, now the Gemara's going to bring a whole bunch of answers to the question. That is six, even if Nazar and even if Shadrach Ogailas is considered two. Kiktani, Kalecha de Pligi Alei Rabim. Six is when he argues with the Chachamim. Lafuke Etzem Kisaira, the Yachid of the Poligalei. By Etzem Kisaira of one mace that split into two, the Chachamim agreed to him. There's only one Tana that argued in him. Therefore, when it says six things, he's metame and the chachamim are metare. We list seven, but one of them doesn't count to the number. Because one of them is a makwaikas idin rakiva and one other Tana. Whereas we're listing the six things that he argues against the chachamim. The Tanya etzim kasari shenechim kishnayim, Rabbi Akiva metame, Rabbi Yechim benuri metare. He's only arguing with Rabbi Yechim benuri, therefore it's not one of the six. So we list seven. Enochinambi. Shadrach separate, Gogailas is separate. Perhaps. Perhaps. But it's not seven because one of them doesn't count to the number because he's not arguing with the Chachamim. Rashi. Lafuki etzem kisaira. I'm sorry. Kiktani evim rameis. Pirish. Kik. I don't know where the Rush got this. Kiktani klola evim rameis. Or beklola evim rachai. Hilka beklola kamani vav. Or beprata kamani zayin. Okay, this is the next answer. This is the next answer. It's not going on this Gemara. That's answer number one. Rebbe Yisema Kiktani Evim Rameis. Evim Rachai Loktani. We mentioned Evim Rachai doesn't count. We're talking about parts of a mace. Evim Rachai is a whole different subject. Six things about a mace, Rebbe Kiva and the Chachamim argued. Evim Rachai is not from a mace. So even though we mentioned it, it's not one of the six. We're talking about six things that they argue about a mace. This is not one of the six. Dr. Raj. Lafuk Kiktani Evim Rameis. Pirsh Kiktani Bechlola Evim Rameis. Ubechlola Evim Rachai. It includes Evim Rachai, but we didn't mean Evim Rachai as a separate thing. Bechlola Kamani Vav and Beprata Kamani Zion. The Raj explains it different than I did, meaning we're not counting the two Avers as two separate things. We mention them as separate things, but they're the same Shaila. Evim Rameis, Evim Rachai. The third answer is, we're only counting six things that a Nazir takes a haircut on Ayel. Afuki etzem kisaira, the lie. Etzem kisaira is only by touch. So it is a machlaikas, but when we listed six things, we were talking about things that are metame ba'ayel. And etzem kisaira is not metame ba'ayel. Afuki etzem kisaira, Dr. Raj. The ain't. I think I'm going to go a little weiter to the Gemara before I get to this Rush. But Ibai Yisema, and the last answer is, Kiktani, what are we listing about things? Kolecha de Hadebe. the things that Rabbi Akiva changed his mind about. Six things he was metame and changed his mind. Lafuke Revias Dam to Lehadrebe. Revias Dam of Shnei Mesim, he never changed his mind from.
About too much oil, not about too much
nazir. The thing is talking about nazir.
I know, that's
the question, but it's not true. Rabbi Akiva holds nazir's magalek, prepared to Mishnah, on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, I believe, because I didn't prepare it. Well, the Rush says,
yeah, I know, that's a question on the Rush.
The Rush says that he held that it is, Nazir is Megaleh Hamet.
Okay, but
it's
the end of the
paragraph, I guess. We'll worry about it then. Okay, now I'm ready to do
the Rush.
You know what? I'm going to finish a little bit more Gemara, and then I'll get to the Rush. Either I'll get to the Rush today, I'll get to the Rush tomorrow. Because I want to get to the next Gemara. Shari Tammu, how do I know he didn't change his mind? Don't mention that he changed his mind about Rabbi Yisdam. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva knew his learning. Meaning, he stuck to his learning. He didn't change his mind. He has a pasuk that supports him. Plural. That tells me that the Revias can be from two mesim. Reb Shimon said, all his life, he didn't change his mind about a Revias Dam Mishnei. Maybe when he got upstairs, he changed his mind. That was the language of Shimon used. And then he had Charata that he spoke about his Rebbe that way. I said about my Rebbe, maybe he changed his mind after he died. Tana Hushkuru Shina Bibne Tani Yitzhak. Reb Shimon fasted to the point that his teeth turned black because he didn't eat. He fasted so often. Because he was putting him in the covenant of Reb Akiva. Reb David Krongler, when he talked about Chaymer HaChet, when he wanted to tell us how severe HaChet is, he read one of the Gemaras he read was this Gemara. He said, what did he say already? He said, all his life he kept the Shita. I don't know, maybe upstairs he changed his mind. For that, he fasted till his teeth turned black. One of his rayas, the Chaymer HaChet, was this Gemara. He had a bunch of rayas in the Gemara. But I think there's a Gemara also, he said, it's something about Beshamai.
Where's the
Chet? Beshamai, how could you say this? What was the Chet? He spoke disparagingly about his Rebbe. He said, maybe he changed, Rebbe, meaning he's like saying his Rebbe's wrong. Maybe he recognized when he died. You know?
But Rebbe's changed their mind.
Again. No, his Rebbe didn't change his mind.
While he was alive.
While he was alive. So he's saying, you know, you never know. Maybe upstairs he did. Not completely. I mean, this term is used by Achraim. I know somebody that, I'll tell you a story. It's a Rabbi Yashiv holds very strong that you can never, ever disconnect anything. No matter how, pay nothing. And you have to put everything on. This is Rabbi Yashiv Shita. He was, the Vel didn't accept it, but that was Rabbi Yashiv Shita. There was a person who was close to Rabbi Yashiv whose mother told him, do not put me on a respirator. When she got to that point, he went to Rabbi Yashiv said, put her on. So he listened to Rabbi Yashiv. She recovered, she regained consciousness, and she was very upset at him for putting him in a respirator. She died shortly afterwards. She comes back to Rabbi Yashiv and said, my mother was very upset at me. So Rabbi Yashiv said, don't worry, when she got upstairs, she was one of you, she realized I was right. But that's not about a Rebbe. That's Rabbi Yashiv talking about somebody else. Okay, we will do the rush tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.